This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard of neurofeedback? Sounds kind of sci-fi, right?
It is pretty cool. Basically, it's training your brainwaves.
Whoa, brain training? Like for what?
All sorts of things, but we're talking about its use in treating alcohol use disorder today.
So we're tackling this paper looking at neurofeedback and how it might help people struggling with alcohol. Let's dive in. So explain neurofeedback to me like I'm five.
Imagine your brain has different radio stations, each with its own frequency. Neurofeedback helps you tune into the right stations for better focus, calmness, or whatever you need.
So it's like a brain-based biofeedback.
Exactly. You get real-time feedback on your brainwave activity, and you learn to adjust it.
Okay, so how does this relate to alcohol use disorder?
Well, alcohol messes with brainwave patterns. Neurofeedback aims to retrain those patterns, reducing cravings and improving impulse control.
Interesting. So it's not just about willpower, it's about rewiring the brain?
Precisely. It addresses the underlying neurological issues contributing to addiction.
The paper mentions single-case research design. What's that all about?
It's a way to study the effectiveness of an intervention on a single person over time. It's great for personalized treatment.
Right. So you're tracking one person's progress closely?
Exactly. You can see how they respond to the neurofeedback and adjust the treatment as needed.
And what about craving? How does neurofeedback tackle that?
Cravings are a huge part of alcohol addiction. Neurofeedback aims to reduce the intensity and frequency of those cravings by targeting the brain regions involved.
So it's like giving people the tools to manage their cravings instead of just suppressing them?
Exactly. It's about building long-term coping mechanisms.
What are some of the implications of this research?
It suggests neurofeedback could be a valuable addition to existing alcohol treatment methods. More research is needed, though.
Of course. Any limitation to this approach?
It can be expensive and time-consuming. Also, it's not a magic bullet. It works best in conjunction with other therapies.
Where do you see this research going next?
Larger, more rigorous studies are needed to confirm its effectiveness. Also, exploring how to personalize neurofeedback for different individuals.
So, tailoring the treatment to each person's unique brain patterns.
Exactly. Making it even more effective.
So, practically speaking, how might this be used in the real world?
It could be integrated into rehab programs or offered as a standalone treatment for those who respond well to this type of therapy.
It sounds like a promising avenue for helping people overcome alcohol addiction. This whole thing sounds very tech-driven. What role does technology play?
The technology is crucial for measuring brainwave activity and providing real-time feedback. Advancements in technology will likely improve the effectiveness and accessibility of neurofeedback.
But it's not just about the technology, right? There's a human element here, too.
Absolutely. A skilled therapist is essential to guide the patient through the process and provide support.
Any ethical considerations we should be aware of?
Ensuring proper training for therapists and responsible use of the technology are crucial. We need to avoid overselling its potential.
So overall, what's your take on this research?
It's a promising area of research with the potential to significantly improve alcohol use disorder treatment, but more research is definitely needed.
So neurofeedback. A fascinating approach to tackling alcohol addiction. It's not a quick fix, but it offers a unique way to address the underlying neurological issues.
Exactly. It's about empowering individuals to regain control over their brains and their lives.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise.